අනන්ත කොටි වේ. So I'll just speak one or two words. Omayana timirandhasya jnanan janasalakaya chakshurunmalitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Namo om Vishnu padaya Krishna prasthaya bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunavade Pashyate Desha Tarine. Ashri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Sri Sri Gaura Nityananda ki jai. Jai Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. So according to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, so there is no birth or there is no death of the soul. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Lord Krishna says, Dehinos minjatha dehe komaram jovanam jara tatha dehantram prapti dhiras tatranamuyate. It's like in the body that we have the body is growing from childhood to boyhood and then boyhood to old age, and after getting old then this body has to be separated from the soul. Dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram jovanam jara tatha dehantaram prapti dhiras tatra namuhyate. So this is the nature of this material life, that the body is the immortal soul, the eternal soul is temporarily engaged within this temporary body. But the eternal life is called the Atma in Sanskrit language. The Atma, or the soul in English, so is never born and is never dead. So what we call birth and death is nothing but like changes of clothes. Just like I have this cloth today, but tomorrow I may like to change to another cloth. So similarly, the Atma or the soul is always ever existing. But according to our karma, karma is the law of this material life. In the, according to the Vaishnava understanding, karma. So according to the karma, that we come to this world, and also we are brought together like in a family. Then after some time, we also go away each other. Dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram jovanam jara tatha dehantram prapti dhiras tatra namuyate. So but such changes of the temporary changes like birth and death, so such changes will not affect a person who is a dhiras. Dhira means who has become understood about the nature of life In other words, as a person has become very sober, sober-minded. Dheera means very sober, who is not affected by these temporary changes. Dheeras tatra namoyate. So a person who learns about the spiritual nature of life, so such a person will not be affected by such temporary changes. Dheeras tatra namoyate. So this is the message of the Bhagavad Gita. It's called the, in modern language, it's called the science of life. So that's how that they, then when we practice, this is called bhakti. That bhakti means devotion, devotional life to the Lord, to the Supreme Lord. Lord in the Vedic culture, the Lord's name is called Krishna. And then other traditions may have different names. But Lord has unlimited names, but we call Krishna according to the Vedic culture. So we are all Krishna's children. And so by the blessings of Krishna, also we all come together to render service to him. It's called a devotional service. So this highest devotional service, there are different forms of devotional service. But the highest form is called bhakti. Bhakti means rendering service, personal service to the Lord in order to please the Lord. So in this way, when one develops this understanding, then one can have a personal relationship with the Supreme Lord. So in fact, there are nine processes of this devotional principles called Navavidha Bhakti. Navavidha means ninefold paths of bhakti, devotion. So in that ninefold, Sarvanam Kirtanam Smaranam. Sarvanam means hearing about the glories of the Lord, about the names of the Lord. Kirtanam means always chanting, singing about the glories of the Lord. It's called Kirtanam. Smaranam. Vishnu Smaranam. Smaranam means always remembering. So among the nine principles of bhakti, these three principles are very important. Sarvanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So in this way, in this age is called, according to the Vedic cosmology, this age is called Age of Kali. So there are, four cycles, Saita Treta Dwapuran, Saita Treta Dwapuran Kali. So these are the called Yuga cycles according to the Vedic cosmology. And in each Yuga cycle, that the Lord has arranged how to recover his children who are wandering in this material world, mostly without any aim and object. So in order to enlighten, to guide these wandering children, and he actually prescribes a specific process for that particular yuga cycle, Saita Treta Dwapara Kali. So in this millennium called Yuga Kali, so in the Kali Yuga, one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga is that we easily lose our temper. In other words, we get easily angry over each other. And so this symptoms of anger is most prominent in this age of Kali. So because of anger, we have wars, we have fighting, we have try to give trouble to each other. So this is very prominent in this age of Kali. Quarreling attitude is very prominent in this age of Kali. So this age of Kali, so the Lord prescribes in order to be free from this mood of anger and the quarreling mentality, said that the process is called Sankirtan. Sankirtan means chanting. Hare Rama eva kevalam kalau nasteva gatiranata. In the age of Kali, that the prescribed process is that always chanting the names of Krishna, Hari, so that those names are in the form of this 16 words. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So by chanting this mantra is a Sanskrit word, meaning by chanting these verses, that one can be free from all the difficulties in life, and also one will be able to understand one's nature. In other words, one will get purification from all the impurities that have been collected for many, many thousands of years. So that by this process of chanting, one will be able to understand what is the real nature of life, and when one understands, and one will be able to return to one's original home, and that is the spiritual world. So that is the sum and substance of this Vedic culture. So that for our Prabhupada, or Guru Maharaj Prabhupada, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is sitting on the world of Vyasasana. Yeah. Now Prabhupada, in his very old age, he actually brought this message and transplanted in every part of the world, called Krishna Consciousness Mission for the welfare of humanity at large. And so this is actually Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inaugurated this Sankirtana movement. He's known as an avatar of Lord Krishna, in the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, in the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma describes about the nature of Lord Krishna, saying that he is the Adi Purusha. Adi Purusha means the original personality, Supreme Godhead. He is Ishara, means he is the ultimate controller. And he is Sarvakarana Karanam, means he is the cause of all causes. Supreme, and he has many names. Ishara Parama Krishna, Chajidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. His name is also Govinda, Keshava. His name is many, many thousands, unlimited names the Lord has. So Krishna, and Krishna is the our ultimate guide, and also is the ultimate goal of life, to understand Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as the golden avatar of this age of Kali. And he inaugurated this Sankirtana movement more than 500 years ago in Bengal, in India. And now by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, this movement has been in every parts of the world. And so we also have here now in Zurich, in Switzerland, in this beautiful small country. There's Krishna Consciousness in the temple here, at Gornitai Gauranga Jagannath Balande Subhadra Mandir temple. So we pray that by the blessings of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the blessings of Lord Krishna, and Jagannath Baladev Shavadra, our good friend, that Mr. Bole, Cloud Bole. So his soul, his atma is wonderfully kept under the shelter of Lord Krishna. So I appeal to the members of the Mr. Bole family that although there is naturally there is sometimes some sadness about the separation, but at least since he was a sincere follower of Lord Krishna's teachings, so we are pretty confident that with the blessings of Lord Krishna, he'll be kept very nicely in the care of Lord Krishna. And so I also like to request that since it is new to you, but at least since he was pretty familiar with the Krishna consciousness, you can also try to practice in your own way at some aspects of Krishna consciousness. And you can also kindly visit this temple whenever you can, although you're a little far away. But this temple is especially on Sundays. Every Sunday there is a festivity, and we welcome guests. And also there are literatures available.